show, I started a foul ball base trip down memory lane. Where
how did you think about this?
The Cardinals were in town, so for some reason my brain took me to, hey, I remember watching the Cardinals, and for some reason my brain skipped over the World Series Cardinals.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
went right,
who remembers that?
Went right to what I would consider one of the hottest days in ballpark history, June 13th, 2004, where I was at a day game with my reluctant wife, and we were watching baseball at the ballpark against the Cardinals. Probably I was stewing about why are there so many Cardinals fans here, but something happened during that game that reminded me of how we handled it on our show that week, which was a dude, grown man, apparently stole a foul ball from like a four-year-old. It became national news, but more specifically, Tom Grieve and Josh Lewin at the time. It ended up being a good part of their broadcast because I think the Cardinals were just killing the Rangers that day, if I'm not mistaken. I want to say it was like 10-2 or something. And then we got tickled that Tom Grieve lost his temper so much on this Ranger fan. That's what I remember. So then I went looking for it, and it apparently vanished off like YouTube, and I couldn't find it anywhere, and I hoped our show's obsessive compulsive disorder might have saved some of our audio of their audio, because I can't find it anywhere else.
And we did. I told you yesterday we would find this.
This is great.
So
we're just a midday show, but we have to always back that up, Jake.
So here we go. June 14th, 2004. And this has been backed up twice, right? Because the original audio Jake was looking at was all skippy, and it was saved poorly, but I have redigitized everything. And man, I feel like we could just take a month out of any show back then, and you would be like, whoa. Here, I just wanted to first let you look at our here's our list of what we were doing in June 2004.
Okay,
remember, my daughter's birthday is June 5th 2004, 654.
Oh yes.
So look at the one I circled for you, what our segment was the previous week when I called in after having a kid.
Yes. Dan calls into the show and talks about the ease of being a stay-at-home mom.
Like, this is awesome. Like, I mean, dude, occasionally you do something with the kid, or you watch TV, it's the best. Like, yeah. I have been lied to all these years. My wife, I'd come home from work, and, oh, you got to take the baby. I'm spent. I'm not spent. This is the best.
This is like my lighter up yelling, play Free Bird.
It was,
15 years later.
It was so fun.
But show me the hitch.
Like, I don't know. Maybe if I had to do it weeks on end, it would have been tougher. But I don't know. At least for that 1 week.
That's hilarious.
It was quite fun. Anyway, so yeah, that was the week before.
Love it.
And then, of course, the foul ball incident.
So I would have had my daughter July 4th of 04. We had our daughters 1 month apart, Dan.
Right. Despite having made them at the very same time in the same hotel room. You ever see the movie?
Fargo.
Oh, that was Fargo. I thought that was Our Life. No, that was the movie Fargo. All right. So the audio you will hear was audio we played on our show that day. So you might hear a Tom laugh.
Okay.
Or a Bob laugh or a Dan laugh that is not current Bob or Dan laugh. See if you can tell if our laugh is different 15 years ago. So here, let's just play. I've got three cuts for you, and this is the first one right after the foul ball happened.
This is Matthews fouls one bag.
Which one?
Well, you know, you hear all this talk about how expansion has watered down talent. You know, there's too many teams, too many players. Mm-hmm. Whoa, whoa, everybody all right down there?
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, you got the ball, buddy. Nice going. You took it away from a little kid. Hold it up. You should be real proud of yourself.
Yeah, I hope he gives that ball up.
Give the kid the ball. You got a little kid crying. Well, you talk about... No, I better shut up.
No. I think the rest of the crowd in that section is with you, too. If that guy doesn't give the ball up, there is something very wrong.
I mean, you go to a sporting goods store and buy a dozen balls if you want one that bad.
He stood up and put it in his pocket, is what we're told. You keep booing, everybody.
You have to be shooed away by a lady and her son for diving in their lap to get a baseball.
Oh. Man, this is just as good as I remember it.
Yeah, and I guess Tom Grieve is just getting warmed up. He continues.
I'm hearing cheering down there. Did he give it up?
He probably got up and left.
Huckabee fouls one.
Huckabee.
Give him the ball. They're chanting.
Give him the ball.
I'm down here, Kirk.
Yeah, there's a jerk in every park, and there's the biggest jerk in this park.
Wow.
Yep, you, big guy.
Ball getting away, not far enough for advancement here. I don't know if the girlfriend's real impressed or not.
I bet you his girlfriend's really proud of him. You know, the way that 240-pound guy wrestled that ball away from the little kid, he should be proud of himself.
He's him.
So apparently
he's now, ready to fight.
Now keep in mind, this is the Ranger crowd. Perhaps it wouldn't feel quite as awkward if they were at an away game. But boy, he goes after a Ranger fan.
So I know you have great memory. And apparently we were saying on the show that day that it's like a blowout. It's 12-0.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. It's 13-2. R.A. Dickey started for the Rangers, went 1 1/3, gave up 9 earned to the Cardinals that day. So, yes, this is midway through the game, and the Rangers were down 13-0 at the top of the fourth. So maybe no one had a good sense of humor that day.
And so apparently,
and how was I still there, 13-0?
Because it wasn't really a game. Wow, with pregnant wife, too, at Hot Ballpark.
Yeah,
crazy.
That is crazy.
You must add a suite. So,
yep.
Apparently, this became the focus of the whole broadcast and the whole stadium, like throughout the game. Maybe like the Steve Bartman day or something, right? This became, because there wasn't a real game on the field, this became everybody's quest, is trying to get this guy to give up the ball. So they sent, as you heard, Jim Knox. He wanted the ball. He was calling for it. They sent Jim Knox to find this guy, and I think they actually did find him. And that's where we pick up the audio.
Are we going to Jim Knox?
Okay.
All right.
Trying to figure out, Josh and Tom, exactly what's going on. What do you? Why can't we give the ball to the little leaguer?
Well, right now it's just a little bit of peer pressure.
I say you're getting the booze. I say let's hand it over.
No, hold on. I'm not going to be pressured by 40,000.
You ought to be pressured by. Tell him he ought to be pressured by his own conscience.
How about pressured by your own conscience? Even Josh and Tom are coming down.
No, thank you.
Now listen to this.
You're not going to give up the ball.
How about if he gives up that ball and we'll send him down anything he wants?
Okay, if you give up that ball, Josh and Tom will send down anything
you
want.
I won't send him anything.
Josh will send him anything you want. What do you want?
I'm really not doing it for that. I just caught the foul ball.
You didn't catch the ball. You stole it away from a little kid.
Then I don't want anything. I don't even want to be on TV.
All right.
We're already on TV. Okay, we're going to give him a little ball, though. We'll get you a ball, buddy, okay?
Don't want to be on TV. Don't steal a ball away from a little kid at a ball game.
Great. Now you get to hear us.
Boy, Tom was hot, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. That's us 15 years ago. Do we
That's
sound the
maybe
same?
The most uncomfortable thing I've ever heard during a broadcast.
Yeah, can you imagine the guy? Have you heard about the guy in Detroit? I might mix up my story a little bit, but recently, this is like 2 weekends ago, he caught what would turn out to be Miguel Cabrera's 2,000th RBI. Does that sound right?
Mm.
But he left the ballpark not giving the ball back, said he was pressured by Detroit Tigers officials, didn't feel right about it, and they were very mad at him. Cabrera, in the end, said, nah, I don't care, whatever, he can keep the ball. Like he's saying he wants to give it to the Hall of Fame, but it was the pressure that the organization put on him. He refused to give up the Miggy Cabrera big milestone ball. This is like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so this guy in this particular moment, what I remember was he dug in, and the more everyone told him to give the ball to the kid, the less he was going to do it. Because
isn't that amazing?
That was really amazing. And then both dugouts kind of figured out what was going on. And I remember the Cardinals especially. I mean, the Rangers obviously came around and did what was right. But organically, the Cardinals started, like, sending, as I recall, like equipment up to this little kid to kind of try to make good because they couldn't believe the nerve of this dude. It was really a wild experience. And then the guy on live TV with Noxie is like doubling down. And there were stories written all over the country about it. Because I guess this guy was like a youth pastor or a former youth pastor.
Oh, really?
Some church in Soxie. And like Good Morning America was doing something on it. It was a really big deal. And for some reason, my brain just discarded it until this past weekend.
It was Pujols' 2000th RBI.
Wow.
I think.
So Pujols involved in both these games we're discussing.
Really?
The guy, by the way, did end up, was it a letter? Like he apologized and I think bought the family tickets and a bunch of other stuff like that.
I'm sure he's a good dude that just dug in and who knows?
I don't even want to be on TV.
Well, don't steal a ball from a little kid.
That's so terrifying.
You know, every ballpark has a jerk, and here's the biggest jerk in the park here.
John Blake is like, what the hell is going on?
I'm kind of surprised they would send Jim Knox straight into the battlefield with that. Yeah, or maybe he just went on his own.
I mean, like, it was 13-0.
Just stirring the pot, though. You don't know what's going to happen, how it's going to play out on live TV. Let's just risk it.
Noxie was great.
The Noxie way.
Let's have a reunion.
You know what? A web redemption. Yeah. Let's get the kid.
He's probably 20 now.
And the youth pastor up here, and let's settle this once and for all.
I don't think Grieve wants peace. There shall be none.
Yeah, I don't know if Grieve needs to be part of this web redemption.
Shame.
Because they think he'd make it worse.
Shame.
That's awesome. All right, it's 2:07 at Sports Radio 1310 96.7. Oh, wait a minute. It's 88 degrees here on the ticket. Coming up next, Jake does reports.